As for me, let me tell you, I hate to study. It's much more fun, I think, to chase after butterflies, climb trees, and steal birds' nests. Poor little silly! Don't you know that if you go on like that, you will grow into a perfect donkey, and then you'll be the laughingstock of everyone? Keep still, you ugly cricket! Cried Pinocchio. But the cricket, who was a wise old philosopher, instead of being offended at Pinocchio's impudence, continued in the same tone. If you do not like going to school, why don't you at least learn a trade, so that you can earn an honest living? Shall I tell you something? Asked Pinocchio, who was beginning to lose patience. Of all the trades in the world, there is only one that really suits me.
And what can that be?
That of eating, drinking, sleeping, playing, and wandering around from morning till night.
Let me tell you for your own good, Pinocchio, said the
talking cricket in his calm voice,
that those who follow that trade always end up in the hospital or in prison.
Careful, ugly cricket. If you make me angry, you'll be sorry.
Poor Pinocchio, I am sorry for you.
Why?
Because you are a marionette, and what is much worse, you have a wooden head.
At these last words, Pinocchio jumped up in a fury, took a hammer from the bench, and threw it with all his strength at the talking cricket. Perhaps he did not think he would strike it, but sad to relate, my dear children, he did hit the cricket straight on its head. With a last weak crick, 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 the poor cricket fell from the wall dead. End of chapter.